Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Ooh, a whole bottle.
Yeah, girl, I'm here to party.
Fuck yeah.
Cheers.
Congratulations to us.
Congratulations to us.
Welcome to the Holy Hour. I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
And we're recording in a brand new space today, and that's the least exciting thing we have to share. But it is pretty exciting.
It is really exciting.
So we're starting out strong.
I'm excited for the creativity of being in a new spot.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm at home all fucking day.
Word.
You at least have several rooms. You have several places you can be.
I do.
I have about three.
I've done a really good job keeping this room just for work. You know what I mean? It needs to be a little bit cleaned up, but we got it in a spot that we can at least record here for the first time.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
We were gonna do it last week, but it was just too chaotic. This feels perfect because we're drinking champagne, so should you. We just signed a contract
with a network. We are now part of the Blue Wire Network. It's a really nice, cute family. They have amazing podcasts on the network, so we're really excited.
Yeah, we're stoked.
They approached us, which was so exciting, and it just felt right away. You know,
I was thinking about it too. Like when they approached us, we're like, you know, texting each other like, what's this all about? Are we getting scammed?
Yeah.
And we're not. We're not getting scammed.
And now we're part of the network.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I don't know. Y'all have been like, this feels like the last podcast ever. We're like, y'all have been with us from the beginning. But really, like, it's y'all have been listening to us, a lot of you, since we were like recording on one Yeti mic on a table. We kept bumping the table.
Oh my God. Thank you for sticking with us. I listen back and I'm like, man, how the times have changed.
I know. I was listening to the first episode.
Our audio's better.
Better.
Less drunk.
We're also like less depressed.
That's so true. less drunk, less depressed.
I was listening to the first episode when I was getting my gum graft, and like it made the gum graft like less painful, like in contrast. Like nothing could be more painful. But actually our first episode is really cute. Like it's fun to listen back on it. But we've come so far. And it's cool that we've now like, we have like a little studio area now. We signed with a network and we got our first sponsor.
Manscaped! Roses are red, violets are blue. We love shaved balls. How about you?
Valentine's Day is coming and we know just the gift to give to that special someone for any and all special occasions.
This V-Day, it's time to give him a gift that 4 million men worldwide trust from Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming.
Use our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code HOUR for 20% off and free shipping.
That's H-O-U-R.
As in the holy hour.
They sent us a whole bunch of stuff. And
it's unreal how much this stuff is incredible.
And it's really nice. So I was unboxing it when Mr. Liz was with me. Oh, and he was very stoked. They have really nice packaging. So Mr. Liz has been growing a beard. So then he immediately like takes it and turns it on and goes into the bathroom and starts like getting like that close shave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I have an eyebrow slit.
Oh, you did that with this?
Yes, I did that with this. Yeah. So it is a really nice little trimmer. It's supposed to be for your balls.
That's a nice fiber. Yeah. Right, but you can really use it on not balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I had no idea, but this is vaginas.
I mean, when Mr. Liz was using it for his beard, he was asking me questions like, I fucking have a beard. And then I was like, it's a ball trimmer though. And he's like, well, if it's for your balls, why wouldn't it work on your face? And I was like, the man has a point.
That's a good point, because that's the most sensitive area, you know?
It came with this fucking nice shaving bag that says Manscaped on it.
Squints uses the ball deodorant. He like already did before we got the sponsorship. Yeah. I asked him if he had ever heard of Manscaped. He's like, yeah.
Duh, using it.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, yeah, I've used it a lot. I love their ball deodorant. I'm like, they sent us a ball deodorant. Mm-hmm. I want to mm-hmm. smell it.
When I cut a little shave into my eyebrow, I was telling him and one of our friends that I used it with the Manscaped trimmer. And then he's like, you used it with the ball trimmer? I was like, yeah, but did you use it on your balls? And he just got really quiet. So I don't know. I might have there might be some of Mr. Liz's ball hair in my eyebrows.
Whatever.
My eyelashes.
Nothing your face hasn't touched before.
True. I was like, well, it's better than a pube in the throat, like that's a popcorn kernel.
Oh my God, a pube in the, there's nothing worse than a pube in the throat.
That's why you should shave your balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Full circle moment.
Yeah.
Shall we dive into our topics?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I like that. Topics.
Topics.
Oh, we're like French and shit.
You eat because we're drinking champagne today. Mm. Oh, oui, oui.
Champagne in a wine glass.
I know. I need to buy champagne flutes because I drink enough of it.
My champagne flutes don't give you enough alcohol.
No, they don't. And I think that might be the point, because they like, if you're drinking champagne, you're being fancy. So they don't want you to get sloppy. You know, and that's why they only give you like a drop.
Well, it's my life, so.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, France. No, I'm so sorry. If you live in France, we love you.
And it's champagne Prosecco. Flutes specifically, so. Yeah. That's why it's in a wine glass.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you, champagne flutes. And also it's Prosecco, so we don't need to put them in champagne flutes. Oh, first of all, can we talk about Joe Rogan for a sec?
Do we have to?
Yes, because it actually does concern us.
I don't believe in Joe Rogan. I did my research and I just don't believe it.
I think it's a hoax for sure.
Yeah, I looked him up online and I did my research and I just don't believe Joe Rogan exists.
I think you're right, honestly. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. The Tooth Fairy. Satan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Those are all just like overlapping.
In that order. Yeah.
Things I don't believe in. Things that don't exist.
So we don't need to talk about him much, but it does concern us because like there's all this like Spotify uprising and like Neil Young left the platform.
Yeah, and Joni Mitchell.
Uh-huh. Fuck yeah.
How the fuck am I going to cry listening to River now?
They are starting to put, they're like slapping warnings on podcasts that talk about COVID. So I'm sure that there's algorithms picking that out. So if you see a warning on our podcast, we're probably just mentioning something brief. Yeah.
We're not scientists.
But we do.
Or doctors.
Listen to scientists.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's all we'll say about that. But worth noting, we're probably going to have a few like warnings on it. Like, you know when you post on Instagram about like anything about vaccines?
Yeah. It's going to be like the little warning. Mm-hmm. I don't like his fan base explicitly.
That's true. Me neither. My issue is like, I understand the importance of having like multiple opinions, but not when it's something that's so like dangerous, especially he's the biggest podcast on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Like he has a platform and a responsibility to be responsible, you know?
Yeah.
And he's not being responsible, but his like statement was along the lines of like, I just want to have conversations on the podcast. Like, I agree that I should have like professionals that come after professionals that have like a different opinion about shit. So like, I'll start to open the conversation more, blah, 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 whatever. You should have been doing that to begin with, Joe Rogan, but I digress.
I think maybe he didn't understand until more recently what a large reach and impact he's having.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just dicking around recording a podcast, that's not really something you're anticipating.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Look at us.
Yeah, we're dicking around. And sometimes you guys come back to us with like, you helped improve my sex life. And we're like, what? How?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Can you help me? Shit.
Oh my God.
I've been thinking about this a lot. And I want to talk about the rhetoric around single moms.
Please.
I just like, I don't understand the rhetoric around single moms. Like, just like men saying that like women who are single moms are problematic, because here I am on the other end of like, I'm like, you're a single mom?
Badass.
That's fucking hard. Like,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And so like just in the dating world of like a single mom on dating apps, just seeing how they're talked about, even by people who like claim to be open-minded of like, oh, well, if a woman has kids, like, I don't want to get involved in that. Yeah. And I'm just like, what is that? Why? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And because I see single moms as like doing so much work,
mm-hmm.
and having so much, like, they have to take care of another person and run a household and like have a job. And I just think that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
So if you are managing all of that and you are like, you want to date someone as well, I'm like, damn, good for you.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And just from the other end, like, women who are single moms are seen as like less valuable or like desired. And it's just confusing to me.
I think a lot about this because, like, a lot of what I do on TikTok is like the hateful bios, and like 90% of them are like, no single moms. And it's like the majority of them.
Well, like, what about dads? Like, what about those guys? Why aren't you being critical of them?
So I've been thinking a lot about this, and I think it could be for multiple reasons. The least, like, the one that I hear the most is like, oh, it's just like they don't want to take on that responsibility. Fine, whatever. That's like, I don't care. The things that I think is going on is these men are children and they don't want her attention to be split between kids and him because they want to be taken care of. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I think that these like quote unquote alpha males are worried about like someone else's bloodline being like carried on. It's like a biological thing.
So like that kind of thing, like that kind of mentality of like, oh, I don't want like another man's kid because I want it to only be my kid and I want kids. And like, you're not thinking realistically of like what it means to have a kid,
mm-hmm.
what the impact that it's going to have on every area of your life.
Yeah.
Like financially, in your interpersonal relationships, like you're not going to have as much time to do whatever the fuck you want. It's not just like you have a kid and that's that. Like, you're not playing Sims.
No, it's so real. It's I think also
the
like
strength and like the strength it takes to like date someone, and you're not only loving them, you are loving their kid.
Yeah.
You're like, but that's so admirable.
Like, on the like the topic of strength, I think that strong women intimidate weak men, and it takes a really strong woman to be a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that intimidates them. I also like, I think that they have an idea in their minds, or at least they publicly have this idea in their minds, whether or not it's actually the case, of like, well, you weren't good enough for your baby daddy to stick around. And it's like, how do you know that she didn't leave him?
Yeah. What if it was an abusive relationship?
What if he died?
Yes.
There are so many things that could have happened. And I think that it's easier for them to be like, oh, whatever. Like, you weren't good enough to keep around. When in reality, they're just scared.
It's insane to me that, like, regardless of the situation, like, if he was abusive and then she got out with her kid, they're still blaming a woman for this guy's behavior.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. It's no. Like, oh, well, you should have known better. Like, just because he didn't abuse you doesn't mean he's not abusing someone else. Like, do you know how many serial killers are married and have kids?
A lot. Yeah.
Like, there's no justification.
Uh-huh.
That is asinine.
Another scenario is like, everybody makes mistakes of like people that they date that are shitty. And if these men are thinking that like they didn't date shitty people, yeah, you know, like it just doesn't make it. It's like the thinking is so like halted halfway in the thought, and then they just stay there, you know, like there's no critical thinking involved. And
I think it's just easier to admit it, where it's easier to like do that. It's easier to deflect and to blame someone else than to be like admit like, oh, this makes me feel insecure. Let me think about this more. Like, why does it make me feel insecure? Like, yeah, there's no critical thinking. It's just like, oh, well, it's still somehow the woman's fault.
Yes.
I hate women. Why won't they date me?
And then there are like all of these like websites and podcasts and like Reddit forums that are perpetuating that thought. But a lot of single moms comment on my videos that I talk about this, and they're like, A, thank you, because like this is fucked. And B, like it is a lot of responsibility to date a single mom. Like you, that does come mm-hmm. with responsibility. So like, thank you for seeing yourself out. Because like these men don't have what it takes to be responsible, and it's good that they're showing that. But like, shut the fuck up once in a while. You know what I mean? Just shut the fuck up.
If you're leading with no single moms, like, I have never understood the people who make their dating profile about the other person, like about this person that they haven't even met. Or
my God,
like you're supposed to be. Do you not understand that you're supposed to be like marketing yourself?
But they're the prize, Liz.
No.
I couldn't even say
what I could get a better prize from a fucking gumball machine.
Word. 25 cents, baby.
This leads me to another topic.
Oh, God.
Topic. At Lisa Talk _ on TikTok. And it's LISATALK. So she explains that the law in China does not protect Chinese women in marriage. It rules in the favor of men in cases of domestic abuse and assault. So it's safer for wealthy women in China to have a family by themselves. Mm-hmm. And they aren't able to use Chinese sperm donors, because you can only seek out Chinese sperm donors if you are married. Mm-hmm. So again, the law is failing them. So that's why they end up like looking for like sperm donors in Europe and America, because America, she points out that America has marketed white men as the greatest people on the planet. Mm-hmm. So and we're like, girl, no.
not this podcast.
We aren't getting our basic rights over here.
No.
But I mean, yeah, she ties it into how like patriarchy has this is just like a side effect of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this, but like when China had the law, you could only have one kid.
I was just about to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could only have a boy, or they would prefer to have a boy.
Yep.
And now there's too many men and not enough women. And now the ones who are financially independent are going to have a family by themselves. So just around the world.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we're done.
Yep. Damn.
I just thought it was insane. Like, she explains it so well. Yeah. And this is something I didn't even know was happening. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've thought about that too. If I was in a position where I was alone and very well off, I would just do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good option to have. And it's sad that it's being so limited for so many people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really interesting. I'm glad that you found that video.
Yeah.
I'm sure that she also like continues to talk about the topic. I'm certain people in the comments were like, I need to know more about this, as they normally do. So I'm going to be going through a TikTok later.
Thought it was.
It's really, really, it's interesting and it's sad.
Yeah.
That
it is. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm living in like a weird dystopian time. And it's hard for me to see stuff like this too, because I have such a great partner.
Mm-hmm.
Who happens to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I'm like watching stuff like this, because we show each other like TikToks, we'll just like scroll through. We're like, can I see what talks you've liked? And like mine are all like feminist, like anti-capitalist, like socialism. I don't know. So when I'm scrolling through them and I'm like, oh, that one's going to be boring to you. He's like, no, I want to watch it. And it'll be stuff like that. And then I'll be like, what do you think of that? And then he's like, I think they phrased that so well. And like, he's really thoughtful about it. And I'm like, I just want to make sure that like this type of like conversation and like rhetoric of like, oh, well, fuck men. Like, if that doesn't bother you. And he's like, no, not at all. And like, he agrees with me. Because, I mean, he knows it doesn't apply to all men. And I was like, we had a conversation about this weekend, actually. I was like, I actually firmly believe that most men are normal.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I'd actually agree with that. And I was like, I think the shitty ones are just like louder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dangerous part is if they have influence, if there's someone who is insecure and they latch onto those insecurities, they can influence those men to also become like misogynist. So
absolutely,
it just creates a greater divide because,
yeah. And like, we talk more about the shitty men because like the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know, like it's like the good men know that they're good and they're on the right side of the argument.
We talk about great men often.
Yeah, we're both dating pretty great men. Mm-hmm. So like, we aren't men haters around here. No. But like, there are a lot of shitty men, unfortunately. And like you're saying with Mr. Liz, it's like a lot of the good guys that I surround myself with agree that like there's a lot of shitty men.
Well, also, I would just think like, as like, if someone was being very, like, this happens all the time when people are critical of women who suck, you know, we're not going to bat to defend them.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, that's fucked up. Like J.K. Rowling.
Fuck J.K. Rowling.
Like, oh, it's anti-feminist to not agree with this woman, or I don't know. Like,
ugh.
Just in any circumstance, just because you are fucked. The same like gender identity as someone doesn't mean that you have to like be there on their team.
Right. We don't claim her.
Them. Yeah. I just.
No, thank you.
I'm going to pass the baton to you.
Thank you so much, because I'm just going to get mad if I think about these people. Have you been following this Sienna Mae drama on TikTok?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. So she just turned 18. So these are like kids.
I'm an old lady. Who is Sienna Mae?
So I did not know who she was either, because I am also old.
I am 30.
So as you know, I've been watching The Hype House. I finished it in a weekend, but we're not going to say that after this moment right now. Okay. Nobody else needs to know besides everybody listening. I did finish it in a weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. One of the guys in Hype House is Jack Wright, and he is fucking adorable. He's like somebody that I would have had the big... He looks a lot like Reese. I would have been obsessed with him in middle school.
Who's Jack Wright?
I'll show you him. So this is getting... You are segueing so well into my talking points.
I just sincerely don't... Oh, okay.
This kid...
Okay, I saw that. I almost never look at YouTube. I was looking something else up, and that was just on the homepage.
Right, because it has like 20 million views now.
Yeah. And then it was like saying how he... I didn't watch it. I just scrolled to the comments because I was like, I don't want to watch this right now.
Yeah.
I want to see what this is about because it's got a lot of stuff going on. Okay, so that guy.
Yes. He...
Do you want to explain it to the listeners who he is?
Yes, I will. Okay. So he's in the Hype House. He's like one of those like cuties on TikTok that like get attention because they're cute. And
so everyone.
Yeah. Everyone in the Hype House, really.
Like, God, I wish there was a platform for attractive people.
Well. Also, Hype House has like birthed like the hottest TikTokers. Addison Rae came from Hype House. Dixie and Charli D'Amelio. Noah Beck, who it pains me that he's so young because
I understand
in love with
some
Noah
of
Beck.
These words.
Noah
I've
Beck
never
is
felt more old.
19, I think, and he is just like,
yeah, only the ones who are legally adults are considered cute.
They could be cute.
That's
Noah Beck's
it.
Hot, but he's of age.
It doesn't matter. If they are less than like 7 years younger than me, you're invisible. You're cute at best.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I'll take it. Noah Beck is 10 years younger than me, but it's fine. Anyway, I'm going to move on from that. So Sienna May, I think she was a part of the Hype House. At least she would just like be present in the Hype House, you know, like okay. she would hang around. Her and Jack Wright, I'm really paraphrasing because this is like a deep topic, but like she had like tried to get with him a few times. She had like put him in positions, like pushed him into a room and like taken off her clothes and like climbed on top of him. And he was like, Sienna, we're just friends. Could you fucking stop? And like would always tell her to stop. She would like break into like the bathroom when he was showering and shit. And like, but that's all new information because like 6 months ago, this video leaked of Sienna May crawling on top of him when he was passed out drunk. And there were a bunch of people in the room and she was like on top of him. Like it looked like she was like kissing his neck and like her hand was like in his crotch. And like his friends were recording it because it was like fucked, you know, and like mm-hmm. she had done this stuff before. When this video got leaked, it was by one of his friends. Like he leaked it and because he was like, fuck her.
Yeah.
And she released this like really, really angry like apology video that wasn't an apology video. It was just like I was touching his thigh. This is all bullshit. Da 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 da. Like all this stuff. And like so then.
Like, girl, you're missing the point.
Yeah. Right.
That's assault.
Mm-hmm.
And I like I don't want to interrupt you, so continue. And
oh, I had a lot of thoughts about it. He finally released this statement, and he's really emotional in it. He was crying and he told the whole story and was like, I was staying quiet about this because like our lawyers like agreed that we would handle this offline, but now it's to the point of like she's not owning up to this shit. This is a problem because we don't talk enough about how men are assaulted as well. Like yeah. this is not a conversation that people have enough. And it's common, mm-hmm. you know? And like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I have some friends, some male friends that have been raped and like, it's a conversation that they're nervous to have because like, they'll get like when one of them told police, the police just laughed in their face.
Yeah.
And so I give him a lot of credit for like coming forward. This has like 20 million views on it. And like, it's not easy. And I think that it's starting a really important conversation. She's like turned off all the comments on her TikTok. Like she hasn't posted since this came out. So she's like in hiding.
She turned off all the but she didn't like delete her account.
Mm-mm. No. She's also like all these people when this first came out about her like 6 months ago, there are people from her high school being like, she is so mean. Like she's always been like a major bully. She's like not a good person. And she was just kind of like brushing it off like, wow, this is character assassination.
The way that it escalated too of just like, it's not against your character to do something like this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I think I saw like a clip of the video that you're talking about where his friends were recording and they're like, get off of him.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're just like recording like, ooh.
Yeah. They were, yeah.
They're not being shitty about it. So they're like recording it as evidence, which I think has been like probably one of the biggest game changers of our generation is like recording, having a camera on
everybody you having a camera. Yes. That's so true. Yeah.
And it's sad that we have to use it the way that we do so often, mm-hmm. which is just because you know you won't be believed.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that says a lot of his friends, too, knowing that a man's not going to be as believed when he comes forward with assault. Like, women already aren't believed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Why would men?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because people don't think that it can happen to men.
Yeah. There's just like this web of this narrative that has been woven that like men always want sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think just as a collective, we're fucking sick of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyone's done with that narrative.
Yeah.
Everyone's done with that narrative and everyone's done with girls just being mean.
Oh my God. Yes.
We're done with mean girls. We're done with alpha males. We're done with
men always wanting sex.
What else are we done with?
Joe Rogan.
Somehow that feels like the umbrella to all of this. I don't know how, but
we're done with a few things. But that's for sure. Like this again, I give this he's a kid. Like I give mm-hmm. him so much credit. He's so young. It's scary to talk about this shit, especially when it's like, you know, especially in that age group, like yeah. it's not manly to like turn down a sexual advance, like, or like to like admit that you don't want it, you know? And like he said in this video multiple times, she's tried to hook up with me plenty of times. She's like, come into the shower when I'm showering. She like picked the lock, literally picked the lock when he was showering.
That is insane. Well, and then it's circumstances like this where I'm like, if we reverse the role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
I always try and think of that if I'm trying to like identify if something is like fucked up. I'm like, okay, well, how would it be if we reversed like men and women in this circumstance?
Yes.
And no matter what way you put it, like that's fucked up.
It's assault.
Yeah. Let's just call it what it is. Doesn't matter who's in the shower and who sneaks into the bathroom.
No.
If you don't want that to be happening, then, well, and then I also wonder if she's like, this is something planted in her brain because of the same fucking narrative.
Mm.
Oh, men always want sex.
Yeah.
And then if she continues to be turned down, she has something to prove now.
Totally. I mean, like he said in the video that she was like hooking up with a bunch of guys in LA, like when she was doing all this stuff to him. And then like they had a party at their house and he took a photo with some fans that were there and she like threw a fucking fit at him. So it's like that's been insane. And they never dated. I don't know if they had never hooked up or what. I don't know. But like,
but even if they hooked up,
it doesn't give her the permission.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you hooked up consensually in the past, mm-hmm. that doesn't entitle you to anything.
No.
And it always reminds me of this video I saw that describes consent as drinking tea. Mm-hmm. It's like as simple as a cup of tea. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. You can just find, it's like a cartoon showing how like you can compare consent to asking someone if they want a cup of tea. So if they enthusiastically are like, yes, I would love a cup of tea, and then you start making them a cup of tea and they fall asleep, they don't want tea. So don't try and force the tea down their throat.
Yeah.
Just they don't want tea. So just make sure that they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And let them sleep.
Right.
I feel very ranty and like.
No, it's good. This is a ranty kind of episode.
Yeah.
Can I say something fun?
Yes.
Wait, please. Can we have like a fun topic?
Yeah, let's please.
So I was at the bar. Wait, I brought this up to you before we recorded, but I would like to bring it up again because now you've had some time to think about it. Uh-huh. I doubt your decision will change, but I will pose the question to the audience because I would also I'd like to hear your answer. This is the stupidest question I've asked on the podcast. I was out drinking with two of my male friends and this question came up. And then the one that asked it said, you got to ask this on the podcast, but we were all drunk and I wrote it in my notes and I was like, fuck it.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, this is a great topic. So the question was, if you were to get slapped in the face with a dick to the melody of any song, what song would you choose?
I have a few follow-up questions. Okay. How are they slapping me with their dick? Is it like they're holding it and slapping it? Or is it just kind of all like hip?
Good cue. I feel like whatever. Give me an answer for both. Yeah. Yeah. They might be in their hand, but it might not be. And I feel like the song you pick really changes that.
If it's all hips and no hand, it's going to be Thunder.
That's a great answer.
Thunder. Thunder. That is
a drinking game and a dick game.
That's a dick swinging song.
That is a dick swinging song.
And if it was a hand slap, that's more of a sensual moment for me.
Yeah.
I feel like a Miguel song.
Ooh.
You know?
Even if it's down to the wire, babe. What song is that? You do or die. You do it, baby. Simple and plain. Sure Thing.
Okay, yeah. Sure Thing by Miguel.
It's a sexy song. I've had sex to that song a few times.
Same.
Bring a dick into it.
Bring a dick into it. I don't care how you bring it in.
Put it on my face.
This love is a show thing.
It's like you're like doing holy water on my face. Oh, geez. My answers would be as follows. Hips, Down Under by Men at Work. I come from a land down under.
Which earlier I confused with the I bless the rains down in Africa. And they have kind of the same thing going on. I don't know how to explain it, but if you get it, you get it.
They do kind of have the same thing going on. No, you're right about that. I don't know how, but you are right about it. I need to move this away from my face. I'm talking with too much face today.
You like to smack that a lot.
I do.
I don't like that.
I'm not going to smack it as much. It's not gonna, this is where it was before. I'm going to keep hitting with my face. I'll just move back a little bit.
Oh, Meows is in the building.
What's up, bitch?
Hi.
My answers would be down and then like the so that down under and then the with the hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a different approach.
Macarena.
I feel as though I would do something like a little more aggressive.
Okay.
Rather than sensual.
Okay.
Because like if it's in his hand, you know what I mean? Like there's some sort of
putting more wrist in there. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm gonna say Helena by My Chemical Romance.
Oh my god. Yeah. I like that we have kind of like a switched situation because I would think something more intense would be
hips.
Yeah. But I don't have a dick. If I did, I'd windmill it around. I heard that's not very comfortable, but.
Well, it's hilarious.
What other topics do you have? Should we read something?
Yes, we can. I also wanted to briefly talk about the fact that Machine Gun Kelly's ring that he proposed to Megan Fox with hurts to take off.
Yeah, so I didn't fully understand this initially. I was like, what does he mean there's thorns on her?
Like how ring. It's constructed is like.
Yeah, so it's kind of like when, you know, those like tire spikes when you go over.
I was just about
them.
To say tire yeah, spikes. One so way it's bad and the other way it's not. Yes. Yeah, it must be.
Well, I think that's just like not. I also wonder how much it actually like will hurt her,
mm-hmm.
her finger.
I wonder.
Because that just doesn't seem like super logistical. Like, how are you going to work out?
But yeah, no, it's very confusing. Apparently, I also read that they drink blood after they got engaged.
Each other's blood.
And that's like, you know what? I'm a big right? MGK.
They drink each other's blood?
I'm pretty sure. But I don't know.
Or like a stranger's blood?
Let me check.
Whose blood did they drink? Her ex-husband's blood? I don't know. Whose blood are they drinking?
MGK and Megan Fox drinking each other's blood.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this says, did they actually do that? Let's see.
Is this Snopes?
It's Distractify. Oh my god, Megan Fox says that she and MGK have the kind of sex that would make Lucifer clutch his rosary. I wonder what that looks like.
I honestly think that the things that they do and say are like for complete shock value.
I think so too.
Oh, I watched Jennifer's Body for the first time this weekend.
Did you like it?
Yes and no. It's a terrible movie.
It's horrible.
But you can just tell that she's having so much fun.
Oh yeah.
She's having a blast filming that movie.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a fun watch. It's not good by any means. No. It's not a good movie.
There are some movies that it's like, if you go into it knowing that it's not going to be good, it's enjoyable, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I did not have the expectations it was going to be good, but.
Right, and that's how you, it's that's just how like you enjoy a,
fun,
a movie.
A fun watch, and it's just like, kind of like a bisexual moment.
Yeah.
I love that for them.
Yeah.
Like, all they want, they should have been together.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little makeout scenes. Sorry mm-hmm. if you haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert for this movie from 2006.
Yeah, yeah. But I do have an issue. There is a line where Megan Fox says, "You give me such a wetty."
Oh, no.
And Mr. Liz and I were like, "Ah!" You give me such a wetty. And then we were like, who wrote that fucking line and have they ever had sex?
That is the cringiest line that I could think of.
Yes.
You give me a wetty. You make me wet.
Yeah.
It's simple.
That's way, that's way hotter. Maybe saying you make me wet is like, that would have made it rated R. Is it already rated R?
It has to be, right? They were like trying to sacrifice a virgin and then she wasn't. You know, that feels already
that
a little bit
like,
rated R.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm confirming that. So, okay, so it was her caption that confirmed that they drank each other's blood.
Okay.
And just, I'm quoting her now. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood.
You know what? I feel like I would write something like that just to fuck with everyone.
They are just.
Because also people are like, at what point do we know if they're telling the truth or not?
That's so true.
Their height difference is
sexy.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
Look at them.
Oh, I like it.
They're just hot. They're just both hot. Maybe she also, she ups his hot like 200% minimum. Stop trying to make you give me a wetty happen. It's not gonna happen. We're gonna start saying that on this podcast.
Wetty, 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 wetty.
Oh my God, I really hope my neighbors can hear me. They can actually. In this room, they can hear everything because I hear everything they fucking do. Okay.
Yeah.
So a little follow up. The person that wrote in last week about her mom being pushy about marriage sent us a little follow up, and we think it's really cute, so we want to share it. And it's short. She said, "Hi, Amelia and Liz. I listened to your newest episode yesterday and wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to respond to my email. Your comments were so insightful and kind and understanding. I will take on board all of your advice as I navigate these conversations in the future. I also hope that discussing the topic on your podcast helped other listeners who might be going through the same thing." I'm sure it did. Because I'm sure that
there's so many. I'm sure we will be soon.
True. "As a little update, I did in fact talk to my partner about it. Luckily, I was worrying over nothing because he handled it really well. He could find the humor in the situation, joking that he was flattered my mom wanted to, quote unquote, lock him down into the family so badly. He reassured me that he didn't feel stressed due to my mom's pushing, and that when he does eventually propose, it would be an unforced and special moment. Then I told him he was a catch and he flailed around like a fish for a while because he's a weirdo and I love him for it. Thank you again and much love." He sounds great.
I think that's really funny.
So cute. Oh, we're so happy it helped. Thanks for the follow up. I love when y'all follow up with us. A few of us, few of you have done that. And
I
it's
like
just
a good
like,
update.
Yeah, me too. We're invested.
I think this is a good, like, it reminded me of something that I recently did with Mr. Liz. I saw this on a TikTok a long time ago, at least like a year ago, where this girl calls her anxiety an anxiety goose. Mm-hmm. So I did that the other day because I was just like, you know, when you just get a creeping anxiety monster being like, oh, your partner hates you. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to think that. I was like, my anxiety goose is honking at me. And he's like, what's it saying? And I was like, it says you don't like me.
Yeah. And that depersonalizes it a lot. Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, he like started making like goose jokes and he's like, I love you so much. You make me so happy. But it's just like makes it easier to like, you know, that this thought is irrational. Mm-hmm. And like, when you're talking about anxiety, it's easy to for it to feel so serious, even though you're like, I feel like this every day. It's not an uncommon feeling, but you want to be able to talk about it because it goes away.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I think this is a good example of that. You know, you get so in your head worrying about what someone's going to think about something. And then when you finally talk about it, it's not that big of a deal. And you're like, I feel so much better. And I don't know why I didn't talk to you about this sooner.
Yeah. Because it really does spiral out of control and become something that you didn't intend it to.
It's because you take that anxiety into the kitchen and you start cooking up and then it's just, you're baking your anxiety.
You're marinating it overnight. Mm-hmm, never good. Don't marinate anything overnight.
No. Unless it is actual food.
Chicken.
Yeah. Food to be marinated. And if it's anxiety, you don't need to marinate it, you know?
So, you don't.
We have one last fun little email.
And it could kind of be like our sex fact of the week as well. There's some like fun info in here.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Sex fact of the week combined with listener email of the week. Was that pretty?
No, I hated it. I'm sorry. I'm not good at lying and I'm especially not.
I would have been a little offended if you told me that you liked it, because then I would feel like I would question everything you've ever said to me in the past.
You know I hate it. Why did you ask me?
Why'd you put me on the spot like that?
Okay, so this says, the holy hour. Let's rename missionary position. Hi, Liz, Amelia, and anyone else who screens these.
Wow, it's so sweet. You think other people?
Yeah.
One day. Oh, you fucking bitch! Always at the sex fact of the week.
And it's the battery.
Our camera dies. Anyway, sorry. That doesn't matter to anyone that doesn't pay for the Patreon. Which reminds me, before we jump in, subscribe to us on Patreon. Patreon.com/TheHolyHour. You know how to spell it. You're listening to us right now. @TheHolyHour on TikTok, Instagram. and Twitter and holyhourpodcast@gmail.com for your spicy stories. All right, continue.
Anyways, the Holy Hour, let's rename missionary position. So he starts off, hi, Liz, Amelia, and anyone else who screens these. Oh, I don't want to name them. But he specifies his pronouns are he, him. Longtime listener, first time writer. I'm in my late 20s and they've been a ride. I'm so glad I was able to find Amelia's TikTok and this podcast to help navigate my personal life. I get something new out of every episode. I really value hearing things from a perspective I have a hard time finding in my day-to-day life. I work in tech, so yeah.
Wow, we know exactly what you mean by that.
Props. You two are the best. I'm always excited when I see a new episode in my podcast feed, and I hope there's many more to come.
There will be. Liz is never leaving me.
No, never. in one of the recent episodes, I think 69, nice, or 70, you were talking about the awkward name of missionary. Somehow this has come up for me in conversations before. Here's an excerpt from the Wikipedia. Tuscans refer to the position as the angelic position. While some Arabic speaking groups call it the manner of serpents.
I love both of them.
Those are so fun.
That's fucking badass.
The angelic position is pretty great, but the manner of serpents is so far out of left field. It immediately cemented itself in my vocab, and now it's my go-to description for the position. For added spice, you can hiss like a snake before, during, or after use, although your mileage may vary. Thanks again. Love the pod. That reminds me of, there's this line in that 70s show where one of the characters is like, I heard Donna and Eric made the beast with two backs. And Fez is like,
oh my God.
The Bacchosaurus? And that joke is cemented into my brain.
I love that. Thank you for writing in. I love a fun fact about a sex position.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's once again my favorite position for more reasons now.
When this goes live, we're gonna do a poll on Instagram.
Yeah,
of what name you prefer.
I love that. That's a great idea. Okay,
because cool. I need to know now.
That's enough for today. I think we've been chatting so long, and I'm getting tie.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't feel this champagne at all.
Me either.
That was like a lot of champagne.
I think it just felt like a lot.
That's true. I mean, it's like usually just like a little fluke gets me a little like bubbly in the head. But anyway,
I guess
we're getting older.
I just ate a turkey burger right before
this.
That's
true. I just ate a samosa, so we're both full. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. This is so cool that we're here. I wonder how it's going to sound. I bet the sound will be fine.
Yeah.
It's not echoey in here.
We figured it out.
We did. Look at us go. Oh my God. Okay, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. I just want to be choked out by a tall man.